Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The infamous year of 2020 and the beginning of 2021 gives us tangible evidence of the reality of death. That's the headline. David James comes, Bible in hand, to discuss this issue with us.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now, this past year of the COVID pandemic has probably caused many of us to think more about death than we usually do. Would you not agree?
Well, yes, I would. I have to admit that death is certainly something I've thought about this year, maybe more than previously. We've all had loved ones and friends or colleagues who've been sick or even died as a result of COVID-19. And apparently a lot of deaths were attributed to the coronavirus that may or may not have been the actual cause of death. But COVID does seem to have had a significant impact. But even beyond COVID, most of us have had someone we know or know of who has died recently. But I don't recall us discussing death too much from a biblical perspective.
Now let's get back to the concept of death in the Bible. Remind everybody, what exactly is death and what kinds of death does the Bible speak about?
Well, Jimmy, I did a search of the New King James Version in my Bible software for death and related terms like dead, die, dying, dies, and so on, and came up with 882 times in the Old Testament and 421 times in the New Testament, which altogether is over 200 times more than life and related terms are mentioned. Sometimes death is used metaphorically. For example, it's used of faith that has no value in James 2, and Abraham and Sarah's inability to have children in Romans 4 is talked of in terms of their bodies being dead. But most often, it's used of physical death and spiritual death. Physical death is when the body stops functioning and the soul departs, which Paul refers to in 2 Corinthians 5:8 when he says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, spiritual death is our separation from the life of God, which began when Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and that's the condition we're all born with, dead in trespasses and sins, as we read in Ephesians 2. Now, the second death is eternal separation from God and conscious suffering in the lake of fire for unbelievers of all of history. And we read about this in Revelation 20 concerning the great white throne judgment. Jimmy, our eternal destiny is sealed at death. There are no second chances. As Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this, the judgment. So we must all be prepared to die at any moment.
David James, Bible in hand, discussing with us the issue of death. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's biblical look at death is very thought-provoking. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 is an absolute, man appointed once to die, and then the judgment. A judgment for Christians, the judgment seat of Christ, and for lost people, the great white throne. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...